Territory FM. Mornings Reload, every Saturday on Territory FM.
Leah Finocchiaro, good morning.
Good morning.
So let's talk about the whole Pinelands thing at the moment. The council has come out and said, look, they're not happy to support it in the way that it is. But then the mayor of Palmerston City said, look, it's big infrastructure and a build for Palmy, so they'd be happy to look at it at another site within the city. What are you thinking about it at this stage?
Yeah, look, thanks, Mel. And this is a huge issue to a huge number of Territorians. What we've seen is since August, the government just made a snap announcement to put a youth detention facility and alcohol rehabilitation precinct in the back of Pinelands industrial area in the Palmerston municipality. Now, there was no consultation. The community was absolutely furious about it. And since August, we have seen strong and sustained public opposition to this proposal. Now, people don't understand where it came from, why the government thinks Pinelands is suitable, because everyone else I've spoken to thinks it isn't. And that has been evidenced by, you know, I tabled a petition in Parliament with 1,400 signatures. We've had collectively hundreds of people go to community meetings, both at the council and at the Free Spirit Resort. We've had debates in Parliament about it. There's been waves of public anger, and the government is just still not listening. And I honestly don't know, Mel, what it is going to take to get them to listen.
Look, I don't know either. Business has spoken, community has spoken, now the council has spoken.
Yes.
We just don't want it, and we're not happy to have it. There are other areas that it could be placed, right?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And Holt's, in our view and in many Territorians' view, is an ideal location. No one is suggesting that it go inside the current adult facility or even next door, but there is plenty of Crown and Commonwealth land out there that will be much more suitable to have this facility and any ancillary facilities around it. I mean, let's not forget, last week we had another snap decision from government with no consultation to have a youth training centre out at the Buslink Vivo site.
Mm.
In Howard Springs there, right across the road from Johnston and Zaccoli, right across the road from Howard Springs. No consultation. People are up in arms, and rightly so, about that as well. So we're seeing this real scattergun approach when it comes to youth detention and youth diversion, and we think those types of facilities, there's plenty of room out at Holt, and they should be co-located out there.
Why do you think that there is this, what feels like a last-minute panicked, fevered sort of activity going on? We've got to put it somewhere. We've got to do something somewhere. We've got to announce it now. Why aren't we slowing down and making sure that it's done correctly?
Well, that's a really good question, Mel. And you know why it is? It's because this government is so slow to do everything, it's now chasing its tail. So we saw this government went in opposition, promised to shut down Don Dale immediately. It hasn't done that, and it's continued to reign over chaos in that Don Dale facility, where we're seeing police resources diverted, we're seeing staff hurt, just completely unacceptable levels of damage to that facility by detainees. It's completely unsuitable and inappropriate. This government has spent 2 years doing nothing in terms of identifying a new facility or a new site. And so now they've gone, oh, we've really got to do something. Bang, that looks good. Now, it would take government, honestly, 2 minutes to door knock that area and realise the breadth of the problems with that site. It is a road train route.
Mm.
It is a highly industrial area. There is blasting, there is crushing, there is flammable gases and materials, all sorts of activities take place out at Pinelands, and so they should, because it's general industry. And to put a youth detention centre and rehab facility in there where there'll be increased vehicle traffic and pedestrians is an absolute recipe for disaster.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you've hit the nail right on the head, and you absolutely are speaking on behalf of the majority of people in that area. I don't think I've spoken to anybody in that area that said, no, I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, well, that's because I don't think there is
someone. No.
I mean, how arrogant is this government and how dismissive of people's concerns? We have literally now had thousands of people participate in one way or another in protesting against this site. And government is just continuing to push ahead bullishly and is saying things like, oh, don't worry, we will be able to mitigate the concerns of Territorians, blah, blah, blah. I mean, that is just not good enough. It just doesn't cut the mustard. It doesn't pass the pub test, whatever you want to call it. This is a bad sight, a bad decision. They should not be too proud to backflip on this one. And if they do, I'll be the first person giving the minister a high five for actually realising that this is a big mistake.
Leah Fanacchiaro, I cannot agree with you more strongly. We'll be seeking comment from the government in return to those comments made this morning. Can I ask you, are you ready for Christmas? What are you doing? You've got the little kitties. It's just going to be fun.
I feel very organised this year, surprisingly. Presents are done, wrapped, under the tree, organised. You know, my daughter Isla's three. She's like absolutely excited.
Oh, she'd be pumped.
We've got the advent calendar every morning with the chockies is the only thing that'll get her out of bed quickly. So I'm very grateful for that. But it should be good. And I certainly want to wish all Territorians a very Merry Christmas. And hopefully this countdown to Chrissy is a good one for you.
And we wish you the same. Merry Christmas, Leah. Thanks for your time this morning.
Take care, everyone.